it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Western and Southern Financial Group. Put our financial strength behind you. Visit WesternSouthern.com.
Baseball present. Baseball past. Gonna share a few stories. Gonna have a few laughs. On the Jim Day. The Jim Day Podcast.
Oh my goodness, look who we got here today. We got the dynamic duo. Sometimes double play partners, but teammates nonetheless. And two big names, Jonathan India, Kyle Farmer. Both of you, welcome back to the pod.
We're glad to be here, Jim.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Happy to be back on the pod.
Now, I got you guys both wrangled into this. Actually, Farmer wrangled you into this, so I appreciate the help there. He has been on a few times this year and keeping his promise.
Yeah, it's more so helping you out, Jim, than us.
We should make this the Kyle Farmer podcast. You should.
It just kind of gets in our way throughout the day. So, you know, it's kind of a pain in the for us to do this, but it's fun.
Well, I don't want to get in the way. I mean, you should just interview Jonathan. I should just step back and
No. You have all the hard-nosed questions.
Oh, yeah. Have you watched my work? I don't get into it.
I don't watch it. I just listen, I guess.
I know. Yeah. The baseball questions bore me to death, by the way, just so you know. Like, you came in after a loss the other night, and I even told you, like, I hate this. It's the worst part of the job.
Jim, Matt, we lost in 13 innings. I went 0-6, and Jim goes, how does it feel to lose one of those games?
Yes,
I said,
that's
well,
what I
Jim,
said.
It sucks.
It doesn't feel great, probably.
That's the worst thing you have to, like, how'd you lose? Well, we scored less runs than them.
Yeah.
That's basically
what
it comes down
to. It's always not fun to be interviewed after a loss, you know. You don't know what to say. You're just like, well, we lost, so.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the sole reason I started this podcast, because I got tired of the mundane baseball questions.
Hey, tell me about your curveball.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, tell me about.
Which is fine. It's part of it, but I'd rather do.
We'll let Nightingale do that. Go ahead, Jim.
No, this should be the Kyle Farmer podcast.
No.
You have some burning questions.
He's definitely going to have something like this, you know, after.
Don't
his
you
career.
Think? No, let
he
me
may,
ask you
he
this.
May be. Like an announcer, he may be a play-by-play guy.
Wow, play-by-play, wow,
play-by-play would be sick.
He's one of the smartest, you know, baseball guys I've met. I'm not
Thanks,
lying,
John. Kyle Farmer,
yeah,
this guy,
he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he does.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he has a career of broadcasting.
I think it's that Georgia degree.
Yeah,
I don't think
well,
it's that.
Well, lack thereof.
Yeah, I don't think
I haven't graduated yet.
Oh, yeah, there's no Georgia degree there.
I appreciate that, John. Yes, I do, but I think I have to change my voice to do it. You know, I have to like learn how to do like the echo voice.
Like Jim Day?
No, yeah, no, he has a terrible voice. He's.
Thank you. I'm very self-aware, so I already know this.
But how did Joey do the other day?
He did well. I mean, it was good insight.
Really?
Yeah. But didn't you volunteer to put a mic on?
Yeah, I did. That'd be cool to have a mic.
You talking to Joey?
Yeah, during the game.
That'd be sick.
You'd
have
some
funny conversations.
That'd be really funny conversations. Could get awkward, but
would that
it'd be funny
distracting? Well, he's talking on the field anyways, right? All the time? Is he?
He's always talking.
I mean, he's constantly yapping.
What's your John? What's your craziest story in game on the field, like
with
on
Joe,
defense?
Oh, Joey, he's asked me some funny questions. I mean, he's asked me, you know, I remember last year there was a time in Chicago. I think it was he always does it in big situations where it's like bases loaded and you're up by one, ninth inning, and I'm like, oh God, Joey. I'm trying to lock it in. I think he does it to calm me down, to be honest
really?
With you. I don't know. I haven't asked him, but he asked me, I think it was about dogs. You know, do you like dogs? And I was like, yeah, love dogs. And he was like, what kind of dogs you got? I told him I have a Great Dane. I have, you know, Black Russian Terrier. And he was like, oh, what is that? And it was like, I'm like, the guy's about to throw the pitch. We got to lock it back in. No, but there's been plenty of times he's asked me questions and And the funniest time is when he's talking to Kyle, and I'm in the middle of it. He's yelling across the field to Kyle, making fun of him about something or just, you know, messing with him somehow. It's just
He's always making fun of me.
Is he always been with, like, in what way?
He's just messing with him all the time.
Always messing with me. I don't know. It's all fun and games, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's funny, when I first got over here, I was a utility player, and he didn't give me the time of day. He just kind of like he just did. He's like, "Who are you?" He's like, "Oh, you're still here?" I'm like, "Golly."
See, that's hilarious.
And then all of a sudden, I start getting a little more playing time, and he starts kind of talking to me. And then, then he'll start messing with me on the field, and then I'm like, all right, well, I don't really know how to handle this. And then, runner on first gets a second base, and the runner on second base is like, "Hey, Kyle, what's he talking to you about? What's going on?" Like, it's Joe. It's just Joe.
He's just messing with you.
I had an umpire who will go unnamed who said, when I'm doing a Reds game and I'm at first, he wears me out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm distracted to the point where I'm almost missing calls because he's just constantly yapping.
Yeah.
You'll notice some of those guys in that middle of the inning when he's coming back out, they'll, go talk to the second base umpire.
Yeah, that's Joey.
Yeah. The mid-pitch stretches, too, are really
weird.
He's
jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Moving side to side.
The flex thing he does. What's that? That's,
I don't know.
Then Stevenson started doing it.
Yeah. Together.
Yeah, they went to the zoo together, too.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, well, they must like zoo animals, I guess. I don't know.
Hanging out.
Good for them. I mean, they're both injured, so they're just kind of hanging out.
All right, who's the biggest nerd on the team?
Biggest nerd?
Yeah.
Currently?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Biggest nerd.
Because I want to know who to, hang out with, talk to, because I'm one of the leaders in the clubhouse and the nerd team. So,
who is the biggest nerd?
It was Casale.
It was Casale.
See, I didn't know Casale, so I don't know.
I don't know. I honestly
don't know.
There's a new person in our locker room every day.
Yeah, it's been one of those those years. Yeah.
So I can't really
kind of just. It's so hard to, be friendly with everyone in our clubhouse.
But it's
a different
sad
person every month.
It is sad.
It has been.
But we have our own little. I hate saying click, but we have our own little click right now.
We have a little core group.
Yeah, we have
the click.
Go ahead, John.
Who's the click? Well, we got Senzel, who's one of them. Senzel is a character. Yeah. If you really want to laugh, you have this guy on the podcast.
Oh,
I've had him on several times, but he reveals his soul. They're like pretty. They're
what do you mean?
What do I mean? Oh my goodness!
He breaks down.
Close. I mean, he talks about.
He gets deep. He gets
no,
deep,
we've talked it? About mental health and the issues of counseling that he's had.
Yeah.
He didn't have the easiest childhood growing up.
Oh, so he's going.
Family situation.
So
yeah.
He gets serious.
Dr. Phil podcast.
He gets serious.
And it started in St. Louis a few years back. And I had no idea. This, you can see, I have no plan.
Right.
We just sit down and start talking.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is the best. I don't, I don't have a bunch of questions lined up.
Tell me about whatever.
Right.
So we're in St. Louis and we do a podcast, and all of a sudden an hour in, I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm Dr. Phil right now.
Yeah.
He just bared his soul, and then he went through another rough patch, and then he came back on in spring training. And so, I need to have a goof around podcast
with
him.
He's the best.
Oh my gosh. Just watch him when he gets a hit.
You got to watch him closely now.
Yeah. Just watch him. Really
watch what he does on the field now. He's funny.
Really?
Yeah, he's
now
funny.
Now, give me an example. Nick Senzel's funny. I love this.
You can't say
right now. I'm trying to think of a PG version.
PG version of his.
One of these days, I am going to have a no-holds-barred podcast.
Please.
When they run me down the road, when I'm no longer put this face on anymore.
So, he's trying to lose weight. He's trying to get back to, his, I guess, 2020 body, because he came in 2020 and he was absolutely
ripped.
Yoked,
yeah,
shredded,
yeah.
And he calls it the V. He wants his V
wants
back.
A V back. He says it all the time.
The core down to the lower region where it's a little V action, and he.
You should
we always
see this guy. You
he's eating celery now. He's it's cutting
eating
season.
Peppers in the dugout.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. He brought peppers in.
Peppers.
We're like, what's that smell? He's like, what, man? I mean, peppers.
Yeah,
peppers. So what are in the game?
Eat some sunflower seeds. Yeah. Nah, too much salt. Cutting. Yes, I'm cutting weight.
Cutting season. That's what he calls it.
Cutting season.
And wants me to cut. I got to cut down.
Yeah, I got to cut down.
So they eat a couple pieces of celery and peppers, and you're like, 10 pounds lighter.
Like, we went to the zoo yesterday, and he didn't want to drink a beer while we were at the zoo. He was like, no, I can't cut in season. And, like, and his wife, and he's like, that a babe? And he's like, yeah, no. He just has a tone of voice that's just so funny.
Now, you just made fun of Stevenson and Votto going to the zoo, and you just said you went to the zoo yesterday.
We had our kids with us. We had strollers.
So that's a that's
that gives you a little break.
It's acceptable.
I think there was a picture of them riding the train.
I don't think it was the kid. Well, it was the kiddie train, actually.
Yeah.
I've ridden that train before. Yeah. It's hard to get on because it's so small.
How was Fiona?
Fiona, the littlest one, wasn't out though.
Fiona is
the young, like the middle one.
The middle
we
one,
saw yeah. The dad is ginormous.
Dad's huge. Name is Tucker, I think.
Yeah, Tucker's huge.
Tuck after yeah.
Tuck?
Tucker Barnhart. Tuck. Maybe not.
Yeah, freight train Tuck. but we have the listeners can't see the video, but like, look how big the dad is.
Jesus. Oh yeah, dad's huge.
Oh, he's overweight, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they're all overweight, I think.
Look at little McCoy.
Look at McCoy.
McCoy's watching.
McCoy's Kyle's son, if you don't know.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Who's the best baby the best. I've ever seen in my life that never most, cries.
Literally. Never cries. I can't
never
believe that.
Have you ever seen that?
No, I've never
have
seen
have you ever any. Seen anything when you guys get on the bus after a game yeah. and you're with your wife and McCoy, everyone lights up. Everyone loves this baby.
I mean, he's the best. Well, I think I love just, him.
Yeah, John, I think.
I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, John I always want to see. I always want to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. After I'm like,
he's the happiest baby ever.
What? Yeah.
The sweetest baby.
Like, yeah, he really is.
Just smiles all the time.
Yeah.
Never in a bad mood.
And you said he's never cried.
Never.
You mean that? I mean, you serious?
He tried to yesterday. We were at a brewery, Little Miami Brewery, and he was like this on a hill, and he kind of fell down and hit his head. But and he went like he made this face, but he didn't know how to cry. It was like. He did it. He was like, and he was like,
yeah, I'm not gonna.
He's like, that's not right. He didn't know how to do it. I was like, Courtney, he doesn't know how to. And Courtney's worried.
Are you? That has to worry you a little bit.
She's like, I don't think he feels any pain. We're gonna find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Oh yeah, put those pads on, big boy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I knew you were gonna go football. He's gonna run the triple option.
Big McCoy.
Yeah. They're gonna bring back the triple option.
Yeah, 12 concussions later.
It's not. Yeah.
You know, if you guys have another one, it's going to be a monster, right? It's going to even out.
Yes, it's going to be a monster. It's going to. He's going to. Yeah, punching glass, eating glass. Just.
Are you going to have another one?
Yeah, we're going. Yeah.
Uh oh.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's a plan.
Look out! Does she know this yet?
I mean,
she's got to know.
It's her final say. I think.
It's
pretty much, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. But. It's her decision.
I love seeing McCoy. What a kid.
It's a joy.
What a kid.
Yeah. But John is, I think he's well on his way. I think he has baby fever.
Uh-oh.
But it's going to be a couple years. It's going to be three. I don't know.
I'm not there yet. You know, I mean, I definitely love kids, love babies. You know, I love.
Yeah.
I'm just not there yet.
Yeah. He's going to be a great dad, though.
I need a couple years. I need to get married first. I need to do a lot of things first.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to see Greece first. You got to see Greece first.
Yeah, you got a lot of things to knock off.
I got a lot to think
about a child. But you're a good dad dog.
Great dog dad.
Now, am I allowed to talk about what happened today, which broke your heart? I mean, it's been public. We did a story
about it.
Okay, you adopted a dog, which I applaud you for, man. Just fostered a dog. Fostered a dog until someone adopts it permanently.
Right.
And you named it Joey Votto. Speaking of Joey Votto,
it was already named Joey Votto. It was already. We're not. No, Joey. We're not. Yeah. No.
Yeah. It was named Joey Votto in the shelter. So you know.
Okay.
It only made it fitting. You know, I'll take this guy home.
Let's
give him a home for a little bit.
But 3 months later, you were now attached to the dog, and the dog was attached to you, and someone finally adopted it. What was it like saying goodbye? You said you almost cried.
I did cry, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I did cry, because it was just, so did my girlfriend. You know, it was like, you get so attached to this dog, you know. At the beginning, I was attached. Or a weekend, I was attached, because he was such like an angel. Yeah. Like, he was like better than my dogs back home.
Wow.
He was just it was amazing how like he listened right away. He treated us like we were his like owners for years. He would cuddle in bed with us. He'd do everything with us.
How old was he?
Four.
Or out is he?
Four. And he was an angel. It was pretty crazy how like responsive he was to us. You know, always wanted to be around us. Such a good boy, and like never did anything bad. Potty trained right away. Like everything was
really wow.
He was an angel.
But so just your schedule, it's hard to maintain.
Yeah, traveling and
the traveling to keep.
Yeah, it would have been too insane to keep him. And now he needed a family, a full family with a kid, and so now he can run around.
When you foster a dog like that, do you get the backstory on the dog?
Yeah, so we did, but they didn't know much about him.
Oh, really?
I think
they
picked
him up on the
street. Yeah, he was a stray.
Dang, that's crazy.
So,
well, the dog's a stray, and now it ended up with you, and now with a full family. I mean, that's just
we're
that's
happy
just God's
what we did.
Work right there.
Yeah, we're happy what we did with him. You know, he needed that because when we first got him from the pound, he was so skinny; his bones were showing. When he was malnourished.
Man.
He was scared of dogs.
I just don't know how that can happen to dogs.
How do you treat dogs poorly?
Yeah,
I don't know. I never
treat them poorly, and how do you abandon them?
It's sad.
I'll never understand that.
It's messed up. It
should because they are completely reliant on humans to live.
Oh, and then when you get that relationship with them, they never.
It should be like a felony.
Disobey you.
They just, well, I'm sure Joey, the dog was. You said it looked back at you like, oh,
yeah. He was sad.
Oh, don't.
You could tell he was.
It breaks you up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I hate that.
You could tell he was sad because he knew something was going on. He knew we were giving him up.
Oh, wow.
But he's in good hands. We met the fan. They're good people, so.
That's good. Well, we will talk about brighter things right after this.
Chris Collinsworth here. My friends at Western and Southern are committed to making Cincinnati the best place to live, work, and celebrate life. That's why we proudly sponsor Ride Cincinnati, the region's premier cycling event dedicated to defeating cancer. Every rider-raised dollar goes directly to cancer research and care right here in our community. Join the ride. Change the story. To register, visit RideCincinnati.org.
Jim Day here. Nothing goes better with Reds baseball than Swift Meats.
Stay!
Sounds like you agree. So let's gather around the grill this season to talk a little baseball and a lot of everything else. Ask for Swift Meats at your local grocer.
Good food, good moments. One great meal. Come together with Swift.
On the Jim Day, Podcast.
All right, you guys talked about hanging out earlier at the zoo. I see pictures on social media all the time where if you have an off day or an off night, you guys are hanging, right?
Yeah.
Who's the group? It's the spouses there. And girlfriends as well, right?
Yeah, we're very fortunate that the girls all get along with each other. And, you know, I think I'm the oldest, but I feel like I don't feel like the oldest.
No,
yeah. Oldest.
I don't think he acts. That's what
they
I'm
treat me like I'm one of their.
I don't think he acts like the oldest.
Yeah.
No.
But it's me, John, Nick, Matt.
Matt Reynolds.
That's probably.
Well, it's always us four.
It's always us four,
usually.
Yeah. And it's fun. It's really fun. I mean, you know.
We go to dinners together.
Yeah, dinners. It's awesome. So much fun.
Yeah.
Booze.
We do a lot. Yeah, we booze.
A lot of boozing.
All right, now what's the booze of choice?
Tequila.
Tequila for sure.
Man of my heart. The good stuff, right?
It's
the best stuff.
When people think of tequila, my younger days, you think, let's do some shots of tequila, dude.
Like Cuervo, Jose Cuervo.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Like, I like the good.
Now we're going 1942.
1942.
1942 is where it is?
Ooh. Yeah.
The high life.
Yeah. The high one life. Cube, please.
Yeah. No, I do the at home with the big one cube, the big square one cube with
one rock, one rock.
One rock.
By yourself?
Well,
by yourself, for sure.
No.
You need to come out with us one night.
Yeah, maybe you could join the crew.
See, people have a misconception because I try to maintain a good relationship professionally with you guys, but I don't hang with the players.
Yeah,
never
but, like,
have.
You're different, though.
I take that back. When I was younger, I used to hang. Me and Arroyo used to hang.
Oh, that's a great dude to
hang out
with.
That's probably fun, huh?
Oh,
He's up for the Hall of Fame.
Again, if I have an all holds barred podcast, maybe one day.
Yeah. Like, we went out to Tao one night for dinner, and then we went to the club at Tao in New York, yeah. And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So much together. Fun. Was it just with the crew? Strickland yeah. was there. Hunter Strickland's a great guy to hang out
That's
with
another,
as well.
Yeah, he's another good guy. Is it? Yeah.
See, I don't want to hang because then people were like, I just don't want you guys to. It's your off night. It's your off time. And I just try not to. I don't yeah. want one person to feel weird about it. Even though I'm not truly in the media, I'm basically team propaganda. Let's face it. Yeah, I get pretty close. And yeah. I'm not in the breaking news business. If I was.
Right.
Ooh, boy, could I bring some
yeah,
asses
you
would, down.
Yeah, you know, could. You could ruin it.
But I wouldn't. But I would never do that.
That's so. Then you'd be kicked out of the locker room.
No question about it. No one would ever trust me, so I don't want to be in. I'm glad I'm not in that business. But I don't want anyone to, even though I'm in the media, I don't want them to feel even a bit weird. So I don't hang. I don't ever try to hang.
Well, next time we're out, we'll
maybe
shoot
in
text.
The off season or something.
Yeah,
I had to come to Georgia and hang with the farmers.
Well, John is going to come up to Courtney's place in Valdosta yeah. because Daniela likes to ride horses, and yeah. Courtney has a lot of horses there. So we're gonna go quail hunting. We're going to go fish. We're going to hunt. We're going to booze.
Really? Fun. Wow, very nice. Now you could really see when I first greeted these guys at A Farm, I was like, man, you look like crap.
Yeah, you look hungover.
You look hungover.
Yeah, you went on a bender last night.
Yeah.
No, I just get this age. I naturally look like crap. So. But you could actually see me hungover. It is not a pretty sight.
It's not a pretty sight for anybody.
No, for me, though. Seriously. It's bad. It looked like death.
You know who
it's
has death. The worst hangovers ever is Alex Wood. I'm telling you, he can't function.
He can't hang.
Are
he
you
can't
serious?
Hang. No, he can hang at night. Then the next day, he's out. You know, not doing anything. Sorry, guys. I'm like, let's go do something. He's like, no, can't do it.
That's funny.
Alex Wood, your guy. Your guy.
About to have his first kid.
Is he really?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Very nice.
Look out. Are you going to be a godfather of that child?
I don't know. He has a lot of money, so I don't know if I can keep up with that lifestyle.
A lot of money.
Yeah. I got a Balenciaga shirt. You know, I can't do that.
That's just another thing. I couldn't hang with you guys. I don't make enough money to hang with you guys.
But we're going
yeah,
on
but
a boat.
We don't.
No, we don't we do don't like that. Money. No.
I'm wearing a tank top. Look at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, look at John is swaggy.
Yeah,
John,
but you got the...
John pulls off anything.
He does. He's got, you know, the sleeve of tats. You do pull off anything.
The tats. Yeah, the tats help out a lot. That's why. Yeah.
I think Sinzel got a sleeve because he saw John get a sleeve. I really do.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
He's like, that looks sick.
I'm like, when did he have that? Did he always have that?
He got it I think he came in 20 with it.
Oh, he did.
He
yeah,
came
yeah.
in with
it. You gave me the meaning of your tats, by the way.
Yeah,
it's on YouTube, by the way. It's called Extra Bases with Jim Day. Check it out on YouTube.
There we go.
It was great because you explained the meaning behind your tattoos. If people want to know, and they are sick looking tattoos.
Thank you.
Sinzel also did the same thing on this podcast, and a lot of them go back to his childhood, and it's about his mom's sobriety and stuff.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, well, you didn't know that? Wow.
Yeah. No. Okay. I think you told me that. But not him, actually.
Not a lot of people can pull off a sleep tattoo, but Nick and John can pull it off.
Yeah. Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, I have one right here.
Oh, that's right. Second chance. And then, that's for your
Courtney's initials right there on my ring.
Very nice.
I did not know you have her initials.
Yeah,
where the ring is.
Funny story. We were in San Francisco in 2018, September of 2018. We're getting married in November of 2018, and she brings it up. She's like, "Hey, we should get tattoos where our rings are." And I'm like, there's no turning back now. So if I said no, what is she going to say? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, yeah, let's go do it.
What do you do?
I had to do it.
No looking back.
No, I had to do it.
You're all in.
No, I'm all in now.
Looking back.
Can't get away with anything now, you know?
Yeah.
Tat it on my finger.
Tat it on. All in.
All in.
All right, now, speaking of tequila.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Would you let us in on this post-game celebration, or is that team stuff?
I mean, it's just something. We didn't really have anything to do and celebrate. I honestly despise doing it. I'm not a very good at
he
doing it.
He doesn't like it.
I don't like doing
but
it.
But you're the leader, right?
He is the leader.
He leads it?
Yeah.
You pick the guy. What do you pick? So, the player of the
well,
game?
He picks the player of the game. Three player of the games.
Yeah.
Three?
And,
okay.
You know, gives him a shot.
Yeah, because I like alcohol.
It's been an alcoholic.
What is the alcohol? Is it
anything?
Anything?
Yeah, whiskey, tequila.
Stuff that you do shots of.
Yeah, so I.
So you're not bringing out 1942.
No, that's for the plane rides.
Those guys wouldn't respect that. No,
plane rides. Yeah,
it's for the group.
Yeah, the gang.
Wow, I'm gonna have to take my cup through that section.
Yeah, you'll
next
see.
Plane ride.
Yeah, that's
say,
what I'm
hey,
saying.
Can
yeah.
you give me a splash?
I've offered it to you, but you're like,
I know
no,
it's
I'm
another
too locked in on the bus.
No, so. It's another one of those things where I don't want to. That plane is your guys. You know, I'm just thankful to be on there, and I'm in the back row. I'm by the crapper back there.
Right? You are.
See you back there watching Netflix or something.
I'm always back there. Yeah. It's in the, you know, the peasant section.
And, gin pop. We call it gin pop.
Yeah. The only time I see you guys is when I have to trudge my way through to go back to that seat, or when you guys have to come back and, you know, do your business.
Yeah. But yeah, the celebrations are good. We, you know, we just, this team is different this year because we don't have a lot of veterans on the team anymore. Like right now, I'm the oldest tenured Red on the team right now.
Yeah, him and Joey.
And Joey's not on the roster. I mean, he's hurt. Yeah. So I'm the only longest Red
Senzel
here.
Senzel, too. Right. You know, Senzel.
Yeah, Senzel. So it's kind of weird. You know, usually you have teams with a lot of older guys on it that, you know.
Like last year, we didn't have to do it. You know, last year, we didn't have.
You had Cassianos, you had Tucker.
We had so many leaders on this team. It was incredible. Everyone was their own leader, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we just had a good – and even last year we had a good chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, the clubhouse was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I love all the guys in the clubhouse this year, but, you know, we're all trying to – it's like everyone's trying to do what they had to do for their career.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, there was no we got to win. Let's team. You know, everyone was all for themselves. It was tough. Because a lot of guys don't want to lose their jobs, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was just different. It was a different vibe. You know, it's only my second year, but I realized it right away. You know, my first year, I was blessed with all these guys, all these older guys, Kyle, all everyone that, you know, looked out for me. You know, that's why I had a great year.
I think it's just like John realizes the difference because John knows what a winning team is like, and he's been on a bunch of winning teams. And so someone who has been on a bunch of winning teams like he has, he knows what it takes to win, so when he sees it not going that way, he realizes it, and that makes sense. I see a lot of it. So I think that's why like a guy like John is good for this organization to lead the organization to become a winning team. I mean, like, we have a bunch of younger guys coming up, and they're going to look to John, and they have to learn how to win.
Yeah, like, it's going to be tough, but we'll see. I mean, you know, and we're still not going to have an older guy next year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But me and Kyle, or Senzel, it's like, but we're not 10-year guys in this league, you know. We're guys still trying to, you know, get ours as well, you know. I don't know. It's a little odd this year, but.
Well, it's had to be hard just to, I mean, April was brutal.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was bad. I can't imagine. It was bad for me. I don't play an inning.
And I wasn't playing, you know. Yeah. I was hurt, so I couldn't. Right. I was even more miserable. No, not being out there.
Speaking of miserable, when he DHs, it's the funniest thing.
Oh, you saw me, right? Remember I told you?
What's he doing?
He's pacing.
I can't stand.
Like when you guys are in
today,
the field,
I can't stand DHing.
Yeah,
it's hard.
You're pacing, and well, I'm like, you're DHing, right?
You want to be out there with the boys?
Yeah, you're just bored to death.
I'm just bored.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do.
How about being a career utility guy? Where you're just
you don't know when you're gonna play.
That's not bad though. Well, I mean, you know you're gonna get in.
Always get a job.
Yeah.
You always have a job.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
If you play a lot of multiple positions.
Yeah.
But it is tough.
You're pacing. You just can't stand not being in the field.
Oh, no. I hate it. But, you know, they were doing it.
How about being hurt that long? You were miserable then.
He was miserable.
You were miserable.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I've never been hurt.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what to do. You know, I learned a big lesson, though, you know. I didn't trust anyone. You know, I wanted to get back on the field as fast as I can. And I hurt myself coming back, you know, right away. You know, I got hurt in L.A., and then I tried to come back 10 days after.
Right.
Without an MRI, without anything. And I learned that I should have got an MRI right away. Just because it was, you know, it's more serious than I thought.
Oh, yeah. A hamstring, too.
Yeah, and I didn't think anything else.
And those can last forever.
Right, so it's been good since I've came back. You know, I have no pain.
Yeah.
You know, but I have nagging stuff. You know, got hit by in the shin in the Field of Dreams game, and that's still there. It's incredible.
That's unbelievable.
It's incredible how that happened.
Oh my God, that was awful.
What a story that is.
Yeah, but you're still limping because of that, right? That's but you can't do any more damage, but it's kind of one of those pain tolerance things. Is that what it is?
That's what it is. They're trying to give me some because my leg swells up, my ankle and everything.
So it started swelling up during the game, right?
Well, yeah, like randomly throughout the game, I'll feel my leg getting heavier, and I'm like, what's going on with my leg?
And then all of a sudden, what was your reaction when they told you, we've got to air flight you to the hospital?
I was laughing.
You were laughing?
You're serious right now? You waited till after the game to do this? It was.
What did it look like?
It looked bad.
Huge.
It was, yeah.
My shin.
It looked like he had a kneecap on his shin.
Oh!
He looked like he was about to pop.
Yeah, he like
they were scared.
It was like a camel's back.
It was one of the louder ones. I go by sound a lot of those hit by pitches.
That's what they said.
It was loud.
It hurt. It really hurt. I tried to stay in for two more innings. I just couldn't do it.
Wow. But you're still feeling the effects of it, right? Yeah, I see you limping around. Yeah, going down steps is not the best thing for you.
Were you in Philly when you came out of the game? Was that Philly?
Yeah, the Philly. I actually had to come out of a game because of it.
He's like, I just
seventh
can't do
inning.
It.
I was in so much pain. There was a play up the middle I tried to go get. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't throw off that leg, and the guy was safe, and I was like, you know what? I'm hurting the team. I got to get out of this game.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
But it's feeling better now, so.
Well, it's been a lot of changes this year, and we will talk about that when we come back. All right, he's your double play partner for a while. Now he's over there at the hot corner. I got to tell you, you know I love you to death, so I'm not just like blowing smoke here. That transition's been unbelievable.
Incredible.
Like you've played third base your whole life.
Incredible.
Thank you. I enjoy playing third. I've learned to enjoy third more than shortstop almost.
What?
It's just I don't have to go as far.
Yeah.
My body is
quicker movement.
Yeah, quicker movement. I don't have to go as far. And I'm
filter your elder age.
Yeah. Yes. It shows shortstop. It exposes my lack of range, but third shows I do have range.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
all these
mixed.
Diving plays. You don't see much of that.
Yeah.
I do miss playing up the middle with John, though. He's the
fun,
best
man.
Second baseman I've ever played with, and I think we have a lot of fun doing it. Like when Jose
fun,
had
man.
A little break there for a little bit, we had fun.
Turning double play.
Yeah, it was
again.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wow. It's good chemistry because we have good chemistry off the field.
Yeah.
So.
What's it like playing with a different shortstop? All of a sudden, you got a different dude over there.
Oh, he's awesome. I mean, I played with him in the minor leagues, you know, coming up. I was playing third, though, in the minor leagues. So I didn't really play, second.
Right.
You know. But he's a freak athlete. He's incredibly athletic. He has a lot of range, good arm. He's a good shortstop. He's just, figuring out his way right now.
Yeah.
Good kid, really wants to work hard, wants to do well. He's going to be an unbelievable player. He just needs to he has to know that.
Well, this just in. It's pretty hard to hit.
Yeah, it is hard to hit.
Baseball's hard.
He's got all the talent in the world. He just needs to know who he is
mentally.
As a player.
Well, they're trying to shorten the swing, and that needs to happen.
Well, they're doing a lot to him.
I know. His head's swimming right now.
Yeah, he just needs to find his own routine.
He needs
not
to trust
try
himself.
And be something he's not. Be who you are.
Yeah.
Just be who you are, and that's all you have to be because that's good enough.
Right.
That's the best piece of advice is that I've ever been given was be yourself because you are good enough to be here.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to know.
No doubt.
Do you want to hang at second your whole career or what you've played?
I would love
third.
I'll play wherever, except for the outfield. I'm not not really an outfield.
I've never played
outfield in my life, but
he's a dirt kind of guy.
Love to stay in the dirt for the rest of my career. So we'll see though, you never know.
Dirt kind of guy,
but John can play third. He could play second. I think he could play short too. If in a pinch, he could play short.
Play some short. Play some short here and there.
Now you would put on. We did a podcast in spring.
Yeah,
and you talked about putting on 15 pounds of muscle. Is that weight that you still are glad you put on, or would
you
going to go in a different direction?
You know what? That was the worst decision I've ever made.
Wow, that's the first I've heard you say that.
Time out. Full disclosure here. When we were doing that interview. I
thought
almost
it was the greatest.
I almost spoke up and said, "I think you're going the wrong way."
I thought it was the greatest.
But you have to be yourself. So
for sure. I mean, I worked out with Castellanos in the offseason. And we were bulking up. Both of us bulking up. I'm like, "Oh, this is sick, man! Like, I'm gonna hit more homers. I'm gonna be a 30-30 guy." I'm realizing like, there's a lot of weight on my body. I've never been this weight.
Yeah, and your muscles aren't used to it.
Right. So I never played at this weight ever.
Yeah.
So I didn't take that into consideration that I'm going to go play in the big leagues with this weight. And, in the game, you're not thinking. You're just doing. You're going. So I think that's the main reason why I pulled my hamstring, because of that weight. you know, my muscles were not used to it. I think, remember in spring training, I was getting tired in these games.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I getting so tired? I mean, I was hitting homers. It doesn't
look like you have
training.
As much range. No, I mean, I know a lot of it is that the injury, you've been fighting the hamstring the whole time, so that's maybe an unfair statement, but when you've been good, it just
last year
look
I
the
had
same.
A ton of range, moving around, always diving. This year, it felt like I couldn't move, you know, couldn't go side to side as well.
Yeah.
You know, I've trimmed down a lot of that weight, but now I got the leg stuff with the shin, but yeah, it was a bad decision, I think, and I'm not going to do it again, so.
So you're going to take it off in off season? If you can, I mean.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay at my weight of 200 pounds, you know, 200, 195, and just work out and be, you know, strong at that weight.
Wow. I'm not in the breaking news business. I think we just broke some news.
Yeah, no, I made a bad decision.
People want to know what John is going to
– Made a bad decision.
This is very rare for this podcast that we're breaking news, but you think that that's the reason that you hurt your hamstring. But, you know, hey, until you grow into the body and you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
But as a second baseman, I would think you would
– like Dan Uggla out there.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to be. Beast. Like wanted to be a beast.
Guy's never hit an oppo base hit in his career. Uggla, who's just straight pull hitter.
Pull hitter.
Yeah. Pull hitter.
Yeah. You're spraying the ball around.
I am now.
I love
that. You see that?
Oh, no. John's hot. I see it a lot. That, and when it's
go
seriously.
Right side.
Yeah. No. When that happens, I'm like, oh, man. Yes, Jonathan. This needs to be part.
Hitting coach Jim Day.
No, not a hitting coach. Although, I've covered thousands of games. I watch every pitch. I've seen thousands of swings. Like the other night, I knew right away, okay, they've changed Barrero.
Yeah, you saw that. Wider.
Wider, crouched, hands are moved a little bit. Noticed it first at bat right away. It's just because I watched so much. So I'm not a hitting coach, but I do notice things. But when you're going the other way, it's pretty.
It's pretty, yeah. That's what I'm at my
and
best.
And if you – they even got out of the shift.
Yeah, they started moving. You saw that.
Really?
They started moving out of the shift because I was hitting ground balls that way.
They have moved out of the shift for him.
Yeah. That's cool. That's when you know you're doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, feels good.
No question.
Does feel good.
So what's a normal text thread with you guys?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing, Mon?
Yeah, Mon. There's been this saying. We'll start with Nick. Here we go. Nick again. He came – I don't know when he started saying this. It's instead of man, like, what's up, man? He says, Mun. M-O-N. So, he goes,
what's up, Mun?
And he'll, like, mumble it.
Yeah, so.
What's up, man? What did you say, Nick? What's up, man? It's just like his thing. I don't know. He said his friend started when he was younger.
He's nuts.
And so we just, it's a lot of Nick sayings, you know, we just mess with.
Yeah, but, like, on the road, I'll get up around 10:30, go eat breakfast, and then...
He's a big breakfast eater, too. He loves breakfast.
But he eats breakfast like 12.
Yeah.
He wakes up and goes, so, Mons?
Let's go get some breakfast.
Let's go get some breakfast. I'm like, I've already eaten.
We're already out. We were done.
Yeah, we're done. And he's like, oh, okay, Mons. You know?
He loves breakfast, though.
I hate to say this. I'm sort of the same way. I'll do a late breakfast. Like, I'll wake up, and I'll just eat something little, and then I'll go eat, like, a brunch at noon, around noontime.
Top shelf boys.
Top shelf boys. No, top floor.
Top floor boys.
What are the top floor boys?
Yeah. It's the squad.
Squad.
That's your guys' squad?
Yeah. Top floor.
The top floor boys.
It's our sign, too. When you see us out on the field, we go like this.
Is there a meaning behind this?
Yeah, there is.
You can tell?
We can't tell it.
I know. There's other things that you do after base hits, et cetera, that I can't talk about either. Which I've gotten a lot of questions about, and I have to dance around it with fans. What's that thing they're doing? Nah.
Which one? The rock on sign? Yeah, the rock on sign. Yeah, it's just like rocking on. Like, it's just base hit, like rock on, guys.
Sure it is. Okay.
What do you think it is, Jim?
I can't. What I think it is, I can't talk about on this. Okay. This will be the No Holds Barred podcast in the future.
Al Mora actually started that.
Really?
Another funny,
another great guy,
funny
by the way.
Dude.
Yeah.
Incredibly funny.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Good locker room guy.
Is he a funny guy?
Awesome, man. He's funny. He's
who's the funny guy then? Is Farmer the funniest guy on the team?
It's Farmer, Nick, Senzel. Senzel. I mean, Senzel, this year he's came into his own, man.
He makes me laugh so hard.
We die laughing before every game with that guy. It's not even like, he doesn't even have to say much. You know, you just look at him.
But he was quiet before when he first, what happened?
His personality's starting to come out.
It's coming out now.
Like, he's trying to get more comfortable, but like he'll walk in the locker room. He's sweating his butt off.
Like, where were you? What were you doing, man?
He goes, he's like,
yeah,
cutting
treadmill. Ten minutes.
Yeah, 10 minute treadmill. Cutting
uphill.
Gotta get that V.
He
back.
Says something
you
like that.
The mouth mannerism that he does. He does
yeah, it. He does oh, that. Yeah.
He did you see him do that?
Oh, yeah.
He does
that.
This thing where he
oh yeah.
With his mouth. Yeah. That's what he does. So it just drives us. It's so funny, man. Sometimes he hits a sauna. You know, before games, it's the funny
sauna goes, before the game.
I'm like, dude, you're gonna go to the sauna? Like, that's gonna make you tired. He goes, yeah, nah, it's cutting season.
Cutting season. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh with yeah. The game.
Oh yeah.
Isn't cutting season the off season? Yeah. You just maintain during the season.
He's funny, man. I think he's, you know, them too. They're tough. Farmer and Senzel are the really? Funniest.
Well, he's at a crossroads here. He can either go one way and be Dan Ugla or beyond, or he could be Vogelbach.
Oh, no.
Vogelbach's the only one that can do that.
Bogey's the only one that can do that.
He's the only one that can pull that off.
Guy's amazing. That guy's a gem.
Isn't it amazing?
He's the best. Vogelbach's awesome.
He's honestly one of the funniest first basemen I've talked to.
Really?
When you get to first, you talk to those guys.
Who are you?
He cracks me up.
Really? Now what would he say? What?
He's just a funny guy. There's like, I mean, there's multiple times in Milwaukee. You talk about, you know, facing Castillo or something. He goes, hey, why do you guys know this guy?
Yeah, what is this guy?
What am I supposed to hit him? Like, you expect me? Like, it's just like the way he talks.
Then he was facing Ashcraft, and he goes, oh, now you got Ashcraft, the one 99 cutters, 99 sinkers. Great.
He cracks me up. No, he's a funny dude.
He's always shaking his head. He's like, but he can't turn his neck, so he just turned his shoulders.
He's messing around, man.
Wow. I don't know how Vogelbach. I guess I brought him up.
Everyone says he's a great clubhouse guy, too.
So, yeah, I can see it. Well, he's already a fan favorite in New York. They love
they
him.
They love him there.
In a quick amount of time, he gets the biggest applause before the game. They're like, Pete Alonso, yeah.
Pete.
Vogelbach played. My milkshake brings all the boys to the
they
yard.
They played that song when he was coming up to the plate.
You not hear that song when he was walking up?
Yeah.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. They're like, it's better than you.
He probably picked it, too.
All right, now you had said you've done your impressions in the past, but you said that teammates don't laugh anymore.
No, I just don't do it anymore. I've gotten to 32 now, and it's just like, grow up, Kyle.
You're mature now.
He's a mature
grow
guy
up.
Now.
Grow is father, he mature
he's
now?
A father now?
No, he's a father.
Mature. No, he's not mature.
Not at all.
He's not.
I'm probably so the least. Glad. I'm probably
you
the
scared
least
me.
Mature.
You scared me. I thought he was growing up.
No, he's still the same.
If I ever grow up, you can kick me in the.
I don't want to do that.
I'm like Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
I don't want to do that after seeing Romine take
right,
one
Cisco.
There. To take Romine's was bad.
Oh, yeah, when he got hit.
Oh, my Lord. He told me a funny thing.
He's funny, too. Though.
He said that he was, you know, he sprawled out on the field, and they kept replaying it over and over on the big board. All he could hear was the crowd going, oh, oh, over and over. He's like, can you stop replaying this? Yeah.
The Reds posted on their Instagram, and it said Roman can play through anything, and it was a slow motion of him getting just sack-tapped by the ball.
Tagged him and everything, probably.
Oh, but it was. They kept replaying it over and over.
Ooh.
And he said all he could hear, he felt pain, and all he could hear was, oh, oh.
That's not it.
What's going on with the phone over there?
I don't know. I'm
getting full
hungry.
Disclosure.
Getting hungry.
Yeah, he's getting
hungry. We're probably going to have to turn you guys loose.
We
got to
get loose for this big game Friday night.
Cole Swindell tomorrow.
It's Cole.
Kyle's friends with him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not friends. We're just texts.
Have you texted him about coming in here?
I texted him beginning of the week. Yeah, he said he's excited about coming.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you going to hook up with him tomorrow?
I'm not going to hook up with him, but I'm probably just going to probably say, hey.
There, Jim, but.
Probably just say,
are
hey.
You going to hang out and communicate with Mr. Swindell?
Yeah, we'll probably.
Is that better?
Yeah, we're probably going to hang out, not hook up, but just hang out.
You get my age, you know.
Yeah, when you're 85,
term,
I guess
hook
up means.
Yeah,
like,
hook up.
It's the same thing.
You going to get the gang together?
Yeah, you going to hang out together?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Is that seriously. What Babe Ruth said when you interviewed him?
Harsh.
Or Pete Rose.
You know, after this, I'm going to go put gel in my hair.
Please do.
Because
clean
you
up.
Talked
yeah,
about
up.
My hair.
Clean it up.
And I'm going to put some drops in my eyes so I don't look hungover, even though I'm not hungover. You know, if I look hungover, at least I could have had the buzz from the night before. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things you deal with when you get older. By the way, when you get older and this happens to you, just remember this conversation.
Oh, I'm going to.
Both of you.
Evil. I woke up the one morning. It looked like someone punched me in both eyes. I had bags underneath my eyes. So
today?
No, a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. So you didn't tie one on at the zoo yesterday? With the
I wear my bow tie everywhere.
Oh, wait, no, you went to the you went to a brewery.
Yeah,
so.
The brewery was cool. It was a lot of fun. It was really good pizza.
It's up in my neck of the woods. I'm up there in Loveland right by Milford.
Oh, I should have invited you. Oh, gosh.
No. Loveland.
Yeah, the Loveland.
All right, we got to go.
All right. This has been the Kyle Farmer podcast.
No. Yes, it is.
He's just gonna with sidekicks Jonathan India and Jim Day. I appreciate you guys hanging out. As always,
this was fun.
We should do a podcast where he just interviews you.
I would like it.
Would you do that?
I don't know if
Yeah, but it has to be, I like the dark, you know, it has to be late night, like HBO
like late
night.
Like after hours.
Yeah.
Kyle Farmer after hours.
With a 1942 bomb.
Yeah. Ooh.
Sponsorship.
We'd have to do video then if we're
Yeah, it'd be drinking. Video, like a Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Yes. Although he's smoking doobies and stuff.
He's Rogan. Doing it at all. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing
well,
wrong.
Yeah. You know, again, once they run me down the road for this job.
Never say never.
And I don't have to play a nerd on TV anymore. Straight nerd. And yeah.
What'd you call it? A doobie?
Doobie.
Yeah, doobie. That's an old person term, too.
What do you want? Was he smoking blunts? Is that better? Is that better?
Smoking J-ski.
Yeah, J-skis. That's funny.
Well, we're going to have to drag Senzel in here. If he's now letting his personality out and a funny guy, we won't have
Oh,
a,
we should definitely have
him. We should definitely have Senzel.
This is your life podcast.
Talk about him losing weight in this program.
Oh, dude.
Cutting time. We'll call it cutting time.
Down 9 pounds. Let's go.
He'll say this whole body percentage, everything.
Yeah,
you gotta
M knows. M saw. 9 pounds down.
I love it. All right. We're going to have to arrange this. Can we do this before the season's out? Get
Senzel?
We can
do it.
All right. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. We're Let's in. Do it. All right. Jonathan India, Kyle Farmer, Jim Day Podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks, Jim.
Amazing.
See you on down the road.
Peace and blessings.
Baseball present. Baseball past. Gonna share a few stories. Gonna have a few laughs on the agenda.